Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Cruise Radio.
Here we go. Kelly, over to you.
May she always have fair seas and following winds, and may God bless and protect all who sail on her. I officially name this ship Carnival Sunrise.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now officially aboard the Carnival Sunrise.
Broadcasting in New York City, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to this week's episode of Cruise Radio, where we are aboard Carnival Sunrise. The ship just got christened by the brand new godmother, Kelly Arison. Of course, her mother, Madeline Arison, was the original godmother of Carnival Triumph, which, speaking of Carnival Triumph, the ship was launched in 1999. In 2018, Carnival said they're going to invest about $200 million and make it Carnival Sunrise. That they did, and now the ship is looking better than ever. Coming up on this week's show, we'll have Carnival's brand ambassador, John Heald, stop by. Also, the cruise director on board the Carnival Sunrise, the Flying Scotsman, and Richard stops by to give his thoughts of the ship. Kathy Lee Gifford was here at the christening ceremony today. Of course, Kathy Lee Gifford, spokesperson for Carnival Cruise Line for 20 years. She's also the godmother of Carnival Ecstasy and the former Carnival Celebration. So with that said, we'll jump right to Kathy Lee Gifford and what she said today at the christening ceremony.
In 1987, I stood at the back of a theater, not too dissimilar to this, standing at the back as a bar waiter, and I watched this lady. And coming from England, I didn't really know who she was. But as I grew to watch what she was doing, I realized in awe that this lady was not only just famous, but she was so wonderful. And as we look back at those times when she did walk on our ships and say, if you could see me now, that thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people sat in their homes and thought, well, I want to be that person. I want to be on a fun ship cruise, eating all that food and choosing to do what we do. If they could see me now. And ladies and gentlemen, this lady really, really and truly was and remains a foundation of the fun that all of you enjoy when you come on board a Carnival ship. I don't think it's wrong of me to say not only are we pleased to have her here, but we're also very pleased to simply say two words, welcome home. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for the incomparable Kathy Lee, everybody.
Lectern before the applause stops, but I'm getting old. Got to make it a little hitch in the get along. Thank you, John. I am so delighted to be back home. I spent 20 years of my life singing and dancing and drinking a lot of wine and sharing the news about Carnival's fun for the world who had never heard it before. We all knew we were part of something brand new that had never been tried before. And I was thrilled to be a part of it. I raised my children on these ships. Carnival was in my life before I met Regis, before I met Frank, before I had Cody. You might say it was the man in my life for a long time. And my daughter, Cass. We have a million great memories, but I'm just so grateful that I met the Arison family when I did. I was working at Good Morning America. I was hardly a household name. I was in my own house. Actually, I wasn't even in my own house a household name, but my career was starting, and there, I love to tell the story. I won't tell the whole thing. One day I'm going to write a book about it and get paid a lot of money to not put it out by Mickey. No, just kidding. Oh, the stories we could tell. But I was number five in line to get the job to be spokesperson for Carnival Cruise Line. And for various and sundry reasons, all the other lovely ladies and very talented ladies just either weren't able to do it or couldn't do it or put their breasts in cement in Bermuda. That's another story. And was thought to not be a representative of a family of cruise line. Thank you, Kathy Lee Crosby. But anyway, she shall remain nameless. I found myself all of a sudden out there, and every single time we worked, we were on a ship with the passengers, actually experiencing the Carnival way of life, way of fun. And it was the first one. Everybody remembers the, if they could see me now, but the first one you might remember, if they could see me now out on a fun ship cruise, remember? Carnival's got the fun. And I think you guys were on to something so early, which was because here, nobody really knows that when I came on board, it was the very first campaign that had ever been done, national television campaign in the cruise industry. And I think was the budget like $10 million or something? We were all terrified it's $10 million for the good old days. I think there was only 2% of the whole country had ever been on a cruise before. So the whole perception of cruising was of old people, you know, finally getting, retiring, and nothing wrong with old people. I'm one of them now. But a lot of us don't want to sit under a blanket on a deck and watch, you know, the world go by. A lot of us want to still kick it up. We want Latin night. We want to dance. We want to see the world still. And so the genius of Carnival was that they understood what people wanted innately and changed the whole conversation about what it means to go on a cruise. And they're still the leader in the whole world because of it, because they've basically taken over the whole world. And I am honored to have my little place in history of having been the spokesperson for 20 years for Carnival. When I came up with a line of very fine wines a couple of years ago, I called Mickey. I said, Mickey, I've got some wine. I'd love you to see if we could maybe put it on the ships. He goes, well, send it over. If it's good, we will. I love that about him because I knew it was good and I knew that he would. So everybody's enjoying the Carnival on their Carnival cruises. My wine, I'm grateful to that for that, Mickey, very, very much. So I'm delighted to come home every chance I'm invited. I'm so happy for Kelly. It's a great honor to be a godmother. It truly is. And your grandmother Lynn was before you, and your beautiful mom, and now you, and one day probably your daughter as well, too, God willing. Thank you for letting me be a part of the Carnival experience all these years. I do feel like a family member. And I'm delighted to invite up to the stage. And am I right, John? She's supposed to come up now, right?
We're going to do a video first, if that's okay.
Okay,
with
then
you.
Somebody should have given me the memo.
I'm sorry. I was too busy putting my breast in cement, so I didn't get a chance to do it.
Is that what that was?
Well, sorry. We should do a TV show. No, we're gonna do a video first.
All right, then I'm going to leave the stage so we can watch the video. Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Kathy Lee. Thank you.
If you have an Amazon Alexa-enabled device, ask her to enable the Cruise Radio News skill so you can get daily updates anytime straight from Cruise Radio.
Every day, thousands of cruisers set sail to the Caribbean and are increasingly choosing their shore excursions through cruisingexcursions.com. Why cruising excursions? With prices up to 60% lower than cruise lines, around-the-clock customer service, and guarantees that give you a peace of mind, why not? So whether you're looking to zip line in Jamaica, snorkel in Nassau, or see Mayan ruins in Mexico, market-leading specialist CruisingExcursions.com has you covered. Book your family's next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Another big day for Carnival Cruise Line.
Fabulous, wasn't it? Can I tell you personally, to see Kathy Lee on board again was really weird, because growing up with the company, she was like the... She was Carnival, right? And to see her here again has been really extraordinary and wonderful, wonderful to see.
So when you were like a bar server and you were walking around and Kathy Lee would come on board, was like a really, really big deal?
For the crew it was, because you have to remember there was no internet, right? Mm-hmm. So we would all be put in a lounge and they would show like an old cine camera video of Kathy, so we all knew what she looked like. And she really would do her commercials in the middle of a cruise. Now, I will say that everybody in the commercial was really good looking, right? So it was really annoyed me, because they'd go in the piano bar and everybody would be supermodel good looking. There was no ugly guy like me with a ketchup stain on his t-shirt. Jesus. It was just good looking people, but she really was the foundation of fun.
Fast forward to 20 years, here we are on Carnival Sunrise, just transformed from Carnival Triumph. What are some of the changes that you're most excited about that you've seen so far?
Well, let me say straight away, I think the Lido deck is our best Lido in the fleet.
Why?
The decor, the spaces, the way it's designed, I think it's fantastic. I also think we've got the best Red Frog pub. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's a huge space. And I don't know, just with the proper stage and the way the bar is set, I really love that. And the Lucky Bowl...
So good.
Have you had some?
I sailed 2 weeks ago.
Well, why are you asking me? I haven't had any yet.
What did you have? I had the Cantonese pork.
Oh, I'm going now.
It's so good.
Should we go? Because we've got one of these really posh lunches now with foie gras and all that rubbish.
I have two more questions to ask you.
Oh, go on.
I know you're trying to push me out the door.
I'm
like,
hungry.
As always.
Go ahead.
So this is definitely a family ship.
Yeah.
And Carnival Cruise Line carries over 750,000 guests, or kids rather, per year. What are some of the major highlights for families on this ship?
Well, I mean, from where it was to what it is now with the water slide, the water park, I mean, the kids' screens and adult screens as well coming down those slides, and the space we've given to Circle C, Camp Ocean, Club O2, huge space, huge real estate for that. And, of course, I think we sometimes forget this with kids, but the shows are family-friendly, the main theatre shows. And I think if you're 10, 11, 12 and upwards, you'd love the shows.
Carnival Triumph had some really funky artwork and decor. What did y'all do with that? Did you just like trash it?
It's in my house, because I brought the ship out as a cruise director. You know what? Sadly, a lot of it will just be shoved in a warehouse. I'm reckoning if we put some of it on eBay, it would make good money, don't you?
All right. Let's talk about butter.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
John, it's great seeing you, my friend.
See you, buddy.
Let's get a picture real quick.
This is Cruise Radio.
We're hanging out with the cruise director on board Carnival Sunrise, Chris Williams, better known as the Flying Scotsman. Welcome to the show, man.
Nice to be here. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so give us a little background about yourself. Obviously, not from the U.S.
Yes. I've been with the company now for about 8.5 years. I started off as an old school, when it was the old school Vegas style shows, I was a singer.
Okay.
So I did that for about 1.5 years. And then I was a playlist performer, so I was one of the singers and dancers in all the shows. And my wife was a dancer, so I was a singer, so we worked together for 5 years, doing all the shows. And I've now been, she retired, and I've been a cruise director now for coming up to 3 years in July this year.
I had no clue you were a playlist performer.
Yeah, playlist performer, 5 years, I did all the shows. I was the piano man in 88 Keys, I was the main guy in Epic Rock. You know, I was Benny from the Brits. I did Latin Nights, you know, Heart of Soul. I did all the shows. And I had a lot of fun, but I was coming, you know, my wife was coming towards the end. And I was kind of like getting a bit like stale. I was like, I need to do something different. And before I joined Carnival, I was a cruise director with a European company called Thompson.
Okay.
And with that, it's a lot more performance-based. Mm-hmm. So you're still singing and dancing, but you're cruise directing as well. So that was the whole idea when they asked me to be a cruise director. They wanted to bring that old school element back. of the song and dance man, you know, party guy,
yeah,
and doing all the other stuff as well. So it was a no-brainer, and it's been the best decision ever made.
Was it a big transition going from the playlist side to the onboard entertainment cruise director side?
Yeah, it's a massive difference though because of the time. You know, as a playlist performer, you are working, I would say, in a whole entire cruise about 21, 22 hours.
Wow.
So you do about 22 hours in the 7-day cruise. As a cruise director, you're 13, 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
So that's 7 days a week, no days off, full on. But in all fairness, for me, it's the job satisfaction. It's the idea of getting to perform on stage. I do my own one-man show. I sing and I dance, and then I actually get to be with the guests first thing in the morning as they get off the ship, and then be the first one they see as they come back on as well. So it's a really nice kind of mix and a nice blend.
So as cruise director, you seem to feed off the energy level from the guests on board. Do different itineraries draw different energy levels?
Oh yeah, definitely. So for instance, if you're on a 7-day cruise, it usually takes them about 2 days to kind of get to the level that you want to have them for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if it's a shorter cruise, like 6 and less, they are ready from day one. So the moment they step on board, you have to make sure that your energy levels match them from the word go. So it's all high energy. And that's the biggest thing about myself, you know, making sure that I never, ever waver. I have to give 100% every single time.
And speaking of energy levels, we just got out of the Love and Marriage show. And I think the couple was it 65 years?
Yeah, 65.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Like, I've had such couples that are, you know, married for a long time and really, really unbelievable. But, you know, this week's was really nice. You know, 65 years, and some of the things that they say would actually blow your mind. It's ridiculous. But that's what makes cruising so much fun. That's what makes it great.
What are some of the major differences between Carnival Triumph and the brand new Carnival Sunrise?
Well, of course, we've got the new spaces. Like, for instance, we've got the ropes course all the way at the top of the ship, which is a brand new thing that's been added when we were in Spain. So we've now got the sports course, which is really good for families and, you know, climbing and all that good stuff. Then you've got the added extras of the restaurants. So we have Cucina del Capitano, which is the New York family-style dining, Italian family-style dining, which is really nice. We've now got the new updated Fahrenheit 555 Steakhouse, which is amazing. So it's all that. It's, you know, all the extras is unbelievable.
Yeah, speaking of the ropes course, we had a chance to do that earlier today, and
nice.
That's a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you're
a
out
lot
there
fun.
Middle of the ocean, looking down, like, what, 120 feet or something above,
yeah,
the ocean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And there's
that
plank that goes over the side,
yeah,
of the
over
ship.
The side, and that's,
yeah,
another added extra that we have here, and a lot of the ships don't have that. So that was a really nice added extra, which I liked. Really good.
What are some of your favorite spots on Sunrise?
For me, I love the Lido Marketplace, all of that stuff's really nice as well. But I think the Red Frog Pub's probably my favourite venue on the ship because it's the biggest in the fleet,
yeah,
so it's just got a really nice feel to it.
Why should someone choose to cruise Carnival Sunrise?
Well, it's different, you know, we want to offer something different with the entertainment programming, things that we offer different, of course, with, you know, with the venues and the way that we have it, but it's the itineraries as well. We're so changed over the next, you know, few months. We're not the different, you know, like the same old Freeport, Nassau. We change it up by doing Journeys cruises, mm-hmm, you know, in 5 and 6 days, then we go to New York, and so there's a lot of kind of nice variety there.
Your phone is blowing up, man, so I'm going to let you hop here. I've been talking with Chris, the Flying Scotsman, aboard Carnival Sunrise. Thank you, man. I appreciate
pleasure,
it,
pleasure, man. Honestly, guys, thank you so much. Really, really nice.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking the
check
time.
Out our blog,
the video page, and interact at cruiseradio.net.
I'm here with writer Richard Sims. So what do you think of Sunrise so far, man?
Really loved it. Really loved it. Looking forward to actually getting a chance to sail on it and experience it a little bit more than I was able to today.
We sailed Sunshine out of Manhattan in 2016. What major design differences have you seen from Sunshine to Sunrise?
It's a very similar vibe, and in many ways alike. The biggest is, of course, the Serenity Deck. The Serenity Deck on Sunshine is very well known for having that waterfall and being three decks. Here, it's two decks, and it's actually toward the front of the ship, which is a nice design thing. I thought that the area, what would be Ocean Plaza on a lot of other ships, including Sunshine, here it's more of an entertainment venue where you've got the piano bar, you've got a really nice big space for the Red Frog Pub. I actually was able to sit and listen to a fantastic singer-guitar player there, and it's nice. If you don't want to be in the pub, there's that big open space outside of the pub where you can still hear the music, but you're not in quite as much of the madness of the pub. The piano bar is enclosed, you've got the balcony bar, bar, Alchemy Bar there. It's just, it seems to flow really nicely.
And then you have the walkway that kind of winds through there. And then on one side, would you say that's like an extension of the Alchemy Bar on that one side? And then the other side is basically the outer Red Frog Pub?
Definitely, definitely. Even furniture-wise, you can see sort of a subtle design shift from the one side where the Alchemy Bar is a little browner, like the woods of the Alchemy Bar, where when you cross over to the other side of the promenade, you're getting into more colors, oranges that are more familiar to the decor of the Red Frog Pub. And the other nice thing about that winding promenade is it also winds right through the middle of the casino, and it has the effect of making the casino seem bigger, and you don't feel like it's going to be as crowded, because you've got a lot of casinos, they take up as much space as they possibly can with the machines. Here you actually have that nice meandering space in the middle that gives you a little breathing room.
Yeah. Back to the Serenity area for a second. One thing I like about this ship, where the newer designed Carnival ships like Carnival Vista, Carnival Horizon, upcoming Panorama, the Serenity is at the very, very front of the ship. So it could be a windstorm up there, like on a windy day out in the Caribbean. Whereas this one, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but it's kind of back a little bit, maybe back 60 feet or so. So you're not right there at the front. And I can attest, being out there on a sea day when it was a little bit windy, sailing off of Norfolk down to the Bahamas, it's a little less crazier. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's crazy how much just that 60 feet or so can make a huge difference. I've experienced the same thing on some of Norwegian's ships, where they have an area, whether it's an adult area or a open public area, that's at the front of the ship, and you're right, you get just nailed with the wind. By moving it back just a little bit and using some of those wind guards, and even some of the, if you notice, some of the day beds and things have, they have sort of like partial shelter around them, and it really, all of those things contribute to make it much less windy, I think it'll be a much calmer environment as far as the weather is concerned.
I love the covering over the day beds and the clamshells, because I'm good for maybe 10 minutes in the sun and then I'm done. So I love that. The only problem is getting there and getting a seat, right? Because everyone, that's like prime real estate in Serenity.
I noticed it not only there, but also at the aft pool. A lot of seating at the aft pool is under sort of an overhang, like back by the Tides bar. So there's plenty of space. If you want to sit out in the sun, great. There's plenty of space. But there's also a lot of space in shade. And I'm the same way. I'm not really, I love being by the water. I love being by the pool, but I don't necessarily want to bake in the sun. So I think the more you can give that option, the better.
What were your thoughts of the new design of the main theater? So it went from the, whatever the theater was called on Carnival Triumph, where it was three decks. They took it down to two decks, and it kind of reduced the capacity. On Carnival Triumph, it held 1,500 people. Now I think it holds 1,100. We were there for the christening ceremony, so what did you think of that space?
I liked the space. It's a little hard to tell, because when we were there today, it was not by any means a full house. It was, not even a third full. I think it's going to have a different feel when it's completely full. I also think this is the first theater I've ever been in on a ship where on the main floor, the seats are actually, like they're individual seats, like dining room table seats. They're not bolted down. They're not connected. I found that really odd. I have never seen that in a theater before.
And I think part of that was because I think the original concept of that was to put like Liquid Lounge, making it a nightclub after the show, take those chairs back, you have a little dance floor there, but it's a noise issue because you have cabins now on deck three, basically right underneath you.
Yeah, it's a confusing design element. I mean, it could work for them as far as some of the shows. For example, on Horizon and Vista, where when they do Celestial Strings, they need that extra space because the actors really come out in the theater and they're getting involved with you and they're kind of right there in your face. And maybe some of the shows, I haven't seen the shows, I haven't seen Soul Man, which is they gave us an example of at the ceremony today. Maybe some of those shows will involve that, they'll want to have that ability to shift the theater around a little bit.
I enjoy the musicians in the main atrium, the violin players, and kind of a modern take on some classic songs, I guess you would say. What do you think about that that entertainment in that space in the atrium?
I love that form of entertainment, first of all. I've seen it on several Carnival ships, and I absolutely love it. I think it's just, it's a crowd pleaser. It's interesting because they do modern songs, but they are playing, classical instruments. And so I think even if you have, like, grandma sitting there with you, she's not going to be annoyed by the modern music because it's got sort of a classic sound. They also had a DJ later in the day in there. They make a really good use of that as not only a gathering place and a people watching place and a bar, but also an entertainment space. And I think they do that. I think Carnival does that really well. I think they really make the most of their atrium space, and that was a great example of it.
Out of all the bars added or revised or refurbished during this 60-day refurbishment, which one, like, calls your name? Which one do you think you could picture yourself sitting at the whole cruise?
Probably the Tides Bar. I like the fact that it's at the back of the ship. It's got great ocean views. You can be drinking while you're... It reminds me a lot of on the Norwegian Gem. They have a bar called the Great Outdoors Bar. Very similar, and I spend a lot of time there. So I see that. Also, of course, on any Carnival ship, the Alchemy Bar calls me. It just, that's my home. I can't drink many because they're very strong, but I always have to stop in and hang out with the mixologists.
So we've talked about a lot of the good on Carnival Sunrise, but I want to get your opinion first before I even say anything. Have you noticed or did you notice any congestion points?
One in particular, and that is when you're coming off the Lido deck and you're heading into the buffet, right where Guy's Burger Joint and the Blue Iguana are. It's when everyone is trying to eat, it is really crowded. And interestingly, part of it has to do with what seems like a bad design flaw, in that there's a very narrow passageway to one side of Guy's Burger Joint that you kind of, on the one part, you've got people lining up for Guys, but you also have people who are trying to go into the buffet, and it just creates a really big crowd. I also thought the buffet, you know, there are two different kinds of buffets generally. There's the ones that are sort of a cafeteria line format, and then there are ones that are more stations. This one is more of a line format, and it definitely got crowded. You know, like, there were people lined up around the block, as they say, waiting to sort of go up to where the buffet starts, and you don't get that opportunity to sort of jump around. You sort of have to work your way through the whole line. So that, I didn't love that particularly.
Is that the green boat you went on right there?
That is.
Okay.
That is.
That looks, it was, do they go fast?
It goes really fast, and it goes in a circle, and then you go back into your own wake, so you're getting wet and splashing. It's a blast.
How far out does it go, like under the Verrazano?
We didn't go into the Verrazano, but we went around the Statue of Liberty, raced around a bunch, and then came back. It was probably about a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. It was super cool.
And for the listeners who are wondering what we're talking about, we're sitting in New York Harbor right now. So we're watching boats go by and all that fun stuff. So we're going to wrap it up here in just a couple of minutes. I guess we're both sailing on Sunrise here in like 2 or 3 months. What are you most excited about?
129 days, I think. Not that I'm counting.
Right.
I'm actually really excited to see how the ship feels over the course of a week. The only Carnival ship I've really done is Carnival Sunshine, her sister ship, and I really loved it. There's a couple weird design things about it, but overall I really loved it. And this one, from what little experience I had, felt the same. I love the entertainment area. I love the Alchemy Bar and the Red Frog Pub and all that. So I'm really interested to see. And it'll also be interesting to see, the sailing that we're doing is not a Caribbean sailing. It's going north. And there's a big difference between how a ship handles when it goes to the Caribbean, where you're outside a lot of the time, and when it goes north, where there's a good chance in September, late September, which is when we're doing it, that you're going to have some bad weather, and that means you're probably going to be inside more, and that can cause more internal congestion. So it'll be kind of cool to see how the ship handles that.
New York City Sail Away, you can't beat it. Best in the world.
Can't beat it. It's just, even just being down here and watching as the ship went past. We're down in Lower Manhattan, so we got to watch it sail toward the Verrazano Bridge and toward the Statue of Liberty. And even just watching it, it's just beautiful. You just took some great pictures, which will be posted. And it's got to be, certainly in the United States, it's got to be the most iconic sail away.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're actually sitting at Hyatt at Exchange Place, so it's right across from the World Trade Center. So if you ever want to get like an iconic shot of your favorite ship sailing out of Manhattan, come across the river, take the path, take some photos, because, yeah, you can't get a better shot than the Freedom Tower in the background.
I've lived here 20, 25 years, and I've never done this, and, yeah, super impressed. I'm really glad we came down here.
Richard, thanks for stopping by, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, that'll do it for this week's bonus episode of Cruise Radio, live in New York City aboard the Carnival Sunrise for the christening ceremony. If you'd like to catch any of the coverage, you know, the christening articles, anything about Carnival Sunrise or the videos we did a deck-by-deck tour. That can be found at cruiseradio.net or the Cruise Radio YouTube channel. A big thank you to Carnival Cruise Line for lining all these interviews up. John Heald, Chris the Flying Scotsman, who's the cruise director, and of course, Richard, a big help throughout the day. A lot of new spaces added on this ship. So we're talking about, you know, new food spaces, new drink spaces, the Cloud Nine Spa, the thermal suites, Serenity, new entertainment. That is all fully outlined at cruiseradio.net. Also, some christening photos on the Cruise Radio News Facebook group and on Twitter and Instagram. Have a happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you soon. A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Let's see what we've got for you. Cruise Radio is produced weekly in Jacksonville, Florida. For partnership opportunities, email Doug at cruiseradio.net. Hear Cruise Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Google Play, or at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.